Chapter 22. Friday, May 18th, 7:53 a.m. Danny called me this morning. I know it was him. Sandy O'Grady sat on a metal folding chair in the task force's HQ, twisting her hands on her lap and trying very hard to sound calm. I could hear clanging in the background and people talking, institutional noises. But the caller was silent. I said, "Danny, I know it's you. Please talk to me, Danny. I love you." "What did Danny say?" Quincy asked. He was sitting in a chair beside her, impeccably dressed, which immediately made her think of Mitch, her boss. She pushed the thought to the back of her head. "He didn't say a word. He just sighed, heavily, like someone hopeless. Then he hung up." "You're sure it was Danny?" Rainey spoke up for the first time. She was leaning against the windowsill all the way across the room. Her arms were crossed over her chest. Her cheeks were gaunt. Frankly, she looked the worst that Sandy had ever seen her. Not that Sandy was in a position to talk. She'd quickly grabbed a nearby OSU sweatshirt after receiving Danny's call, and it turned out to be stained in four different places with old yellow baby spit up and new white patio paint. Her normally bright blonde hair was dull and matted from sleep. She hadn't showered, let alone put on makeup. She didn't have the energy anymore to worry about these things. "It was Danny," she told Rainey firmly. "Shep changed our number to an unlisted one 2 days ago. Only family members and Danny's lawyer know how to reach us now. We haven't gotten one of those calls since."
"Are you getting a lot of pressure from your neighbors?" Quincy asked gently.
"Some." Sandy kept her chin up. "Others, our good friends, are still there for us. One couple on our block, I don't even know them that well, came over last night with a plate of brownies and sat with us. There are bad moments, but there are good ones too. Danny's innocent until proven guilty, you know." Unable to help herself, she turned once more toward Rainey.
"It's official police business," Rainey said curtly. "I can't talk about it."